A very good morning to one and all.
大家早上好。
I trust that you had a good night's sleep.
我相信大家都有很好的睡眠。
So with good food, with good night's sleep, with good spiritual food, I think we should be very happy.
所以吃得好，睡得好，又有好的灵粮，我想大家都应该很喜乐。
Today we shall look into the life of a king. His name is called Asa.
今天我们要来看另外一位王，他的名字叫做亚撒。
And I've entitled this message "Great Faith and Small Faith."
然后我给这个今天的信息，题目是大信心和小信心。
Please turn to the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 14.
请翻到历代志下的第十四章。
Why did King Asa succeed?
亚撒王是怎么能够取得胜利呢？取得成功。
Because he did three things.
因为他行了三件事。
The first reason for success was is reform.
成功的第一个原因，他成功的第一个原因是他进行改革。
He reformed life at all levels.
他改革了整个国家上上下下每个人的生命。
That is found in chapter 14, verses 1 to 8.
这个可以在第14章1到8节里头看到。
Verse 3.
在第三节14章第三节。
Sorry, verse 2 first. Asa did what was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God. He removed the foreign altars and high places, smashed the sacred stones and cut down the Asherah poles.
对不起。
In Second Chronicles chapter 14,
在历代之下第十四章，先看第二节。亚撒行耶和华他神眼中看为善为正的事，除掉外邦神的坛和丘坛，打碎柱像，砍下木偶。
First, he reformed things. He removed things that will cause people to sin.
所以他首先进行改革，他的改革是把那些会让人犯罪的东西除掉。
And second, in verse 4, he also reformed people.
另外一方面，在第四节，他也改革他的国民。
He urged people to follow God faithfully.
他呼吁国民忠心的来跟随神。
Third, he also reformed everything. So in verse 5, it records for us,He removed the high places and incense altars in every town in Judah.
然后第三呢，他改革其余的事情，这就在第五节里头，又在犹大各城邑除掉丘坛和日像。
Verse 5 emphasizes in every town in Judah. In other words, he reformed everything.
在第五节他特别注明说，他是在犹大各城，表明说他就在各方面都进行改革。
For a country to be at peace,
如果一个国家要有平安
，for a family to enjoy real blessings and peace,
一个家庭要真正的享受到神的祝福和平安
，for your life to enjoy real blessing and real peace,
要你自己的生命能够享受到祝福和平安。
What is critical is not do a bit of planning so that you can earn a bit of more money.
关键的东西呢，不在于你做出一些计划，好让你能够赚取更多的钱。
It's not a matter of just simply. Let us make adjustment to our timetable so they can, the family can spend more time together as much as that is important.
也不是在虽然这个是很重要但是也不是在你的自己的日常生活时间表上做调整好叫你有更多的时间跟家人在一起
let us,
这样
let us do something that will alleviate stress in our life.
让我们做一些事情这些事情能够把我们生命中的压力除掉
Maybe I can do some adjustment to my children's tuition, I can do some adjustment to my work schedule.
也许我可以在我孩子的补习时间上做调整，或者我的工作时间上做调整。
Now these are important.
这些都是很重要的。
But please understand that these are not critical.
但是你要明白，这些不是关键的。
If you want your life to change for the better,
如果你要你的生活变得更好，
you must make some changes to your life.
你必须在你的生命中做些改变。
It is not possible to say that I hope that next year my life will be better.
你不可以只是说单单许愿说明年我希望我明年的生活会更好。
But you refuse to make changes.
却是不愿意做出任何的改变。
Now let me ask you a question. If you see a roll, if I were to kick a ball and it rolls towards the north.
让我举一个例子，如果我踢一粒球，它是往北方滚。
And it rolls on for 3 seconds.
它滚了三秒钟。
And let's presume you roll on for the next 1 minute.
我们也假设它接下来一分钟它会继续的滚动。
Now, if I don't touch the ball and the ball is still rolling, in which direction will the ball be rolling?
如果我去
after say 2 minutes,
如果我不去动这粒球，它继续的滚动，两分钟以后，这粒球是往哪个方向滚动呢？
It's now rolling in the northern towards the north. Will it suddenly roll to the south?
它现在是往北方滚动，它会不会突然间改变方向？
No, obviously not.
当然不会。
Unless you do something to the ball.
除非你在这个粒球上做出一些其他的动作。
Now, in the same way.
同样的。
Today your life is like that, like this.
你现在的生活是这样子。
2 years later, 3 years later, what will your life be like?
在两三年以后，你的人生又是怎么样子的呢？
If you do not make changes to your life, you can expect that 2 years, 5 years later, if today you are unhappy, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years later, you'll be still unhappy, if not more unhappy.
如果你不在你人生中里面做任何的改变，你可以很肯定两三年以后你的人生还是一样。今天你不快乐，两三年以后你也不快乐，或者是可能更加不快乐。
My emphasis is this, you must make changes to your life, fundamental changes to your life before you can expect your life to change for the better.
我的重点是你必须要在你的人生里面做出改变，好叫你以后的生命会得比较好。
Yes, we pray, we wait upon God, we always hope for the better.
是的，我们祷告仰望神，我们都为这明天能够有更好的期望。
But the fact remains, unless you make changes to your life cannot change.
但是事实是，除非你在你生命中做出一些改变，要不然你的人生是改变不了的。
So today, if you find your life, you are very unhappy today.
所以如果你发现今天你是个很不喜乐的人，
2 years later will not change anything in your life.
两年以后你的人生不会有任何的改变。
Unless you make changes.
除非你自己做出改变。
In Christian terms, we call it reform.
在借用基督徒的这个词汇，就是叫做改革。
There are many changes that you can do to your life to make your life better.
你可以做出很多事情，让你的生命能够变得更好。
But God's word, which has never been wrong, tells us what is critical.
但是神的话，因为它是没有错误的，告诉了我们什么是最关键的事情。
It tells us that you must deal with sin, the problem of sin before your life can change fundamentally for the better.
他告诉我们说，我们必须要首先针对罪，要不然我们的生命是不能够改善的。
Simply for one reason that because blessings come from God.
原因是很简单的，因为所有的祝福都来自于神。
Businessmen understand this fundamental premise.
生意人能够了解到这样的一个前提。
So people believe in 风水。
所以有的做生意的人他们相信风水。
Although it's a load of nonsense.
虽然里头有许多没有道理的事情。
So some people pray to different gods, hoping that things will change.
所以有的人就像其他的一些神明，他去膜拜其他的神明，好叫他的生命能够改变。
So some people, there are some shops that I see, they put,Thailand gods outside their shop.
所以我看到有些店铺呢，他们在他们的店铺里头就放了那个泰国的这些神明。
These people are not stupid people.
这些人都不是愚昧的。
The reason why they believe in the supernatural is because they understand this very important premise for success.
他们能够相信这些超自然的能力，原因是他们相信，他们了解到要成功的一个很关键的因素。
They understand that there are many things that are beyond their control.
他们明白说有许多的事情都在他们的掌控以外。
God must intervene before their business can succeed.
要他们的生意成功，除非就是神自己的介入。
But the Bible tells us very clearly.
但是圣经很清楚地告诉我们。
Blessings come from the Almighty, true and living God, and none else.
所有的祝福都来自那位又真又活的神, 没有其他的神了。
And that's the reason why you must weed out sin before your life can change fundamentally for the better.
因此如果要我们的人生能够彻底的改变, 改得更好, 我们必须把我们的罪除掉。
If you do not make a fundamental change your life, you do not weed out sin for your life cannot change fundamentally for the better.
如果你不在你的生命中把你的罪都除掉的话, 你的生命是不可能改变的。
You need not challenge me or need not challenge the Bible on this point.
在这一点上你不用挑战我, 也不需要挑战圣经。
Because the history of mankind has time again proven this, the reality of this fact.
因为人类的历史一而再再而三地证明了这一点。
Church history has proven the reality of this fact, that when the moment you are willing to weed out sin at its roots,
教会的历史见证了说, 当我们愿意把罪恶从我们的生命中 根除掉的时候,
things will change fundamentally for the better.
我们的生活周遭, 我们的生命就能够在最根本的基础上做出更好的调整, 更好的改变。
In verse 3,
在第三节,
King Asa removed the foreign altars, high places, smashed the sacred stones, and cut down the Asherah pole. This Asherah pole is basically a female goddess. Verse 3.
在第三节十四章三节，这边说亚撒王除掉外邦神坛和丘坛，打碎柱像，砍下木偶。这里的这些偶像有些是这个当地人所拜的女神。When
people fall into sin, oftentimes it's because there are some objects that cause them to sin.
每当人有人犯罪的时候，往往是因这一些东西使到造成他们犯罪。Or
it can be somebody in your life that caused you to sin.
或者是某一些人使到这个人犯罪。You
say my wife caused me to sin.
你说我的老婆使到我犯罪。Sorry,
that one you cannot throw away.
很可惜的，你不可能把老婆丢掉。Oh,
not 很可惜, you cannot throw it away.
你不可能把老婆丢掉。
Not 可惜, no 可惜, I cannot throw your wife away, cannot throw your husband away.
但是你不能够把你的丈夫或者你太太除掉。Because
God hates divorce.
因为神讨厌离婚。
Husbands must submit to a wife must submit to husband. Husband must leave must love wife. Must love the wife even if the husband has to die for the wife, the husband has to do it.
太太需要顺服丈夫，丈夫需要爱妻子，爱到一个地步，如果要赔上自己的性命，也应该要牺牲自己。
This is a kind of marriage principles that the Bible teaches us.
这是圣经教导我们关于结婚婚姻的原则。
Whatever that causes you to sin, throw it away, other than your husband and wife.
除了你的妻子或丈夫, 凡是让你犯罪的东西, 你都得除掉。
You must remove objects that cause you to sin.
你必须把那些使到你犯罪的东西除掉。
I don't know what these things are in your life.
我不晓得在你生命中这些东西是什么。
So I know of one old Christian gentleman, he loves to play, I don't know what you call 围棋 in English. What?
围棋.
What is 围棋 in Chinese? Chinese, it's called Chinese chess, okay, it's called Chinese chess. 围棋, 围棋.
这个叫围棋.
Okay, some kind, some form of chess.
我就认识一位基督徒的长者, 他很喜欢玩围棋.
He told me that he has books and books on 围棋.
他就告诉我说, 他家里有许多的书籍是关于怎么下围棋的.
He's a clever man.
他是一个很聪明的人.
But I said that I realized that it's sucking away my time.
但是他说, 我发现这个娱乐把我的时间都夺去了。
And he threw them all away.
最后他把他所有的书籍, 这个关于围棋的书籍都丢掉。
Or did he give them away? I cannot remember.
还是他给了别人, 我不记得了。
He removed things that caused him to sin.
他把那些使他犯罪的东西除掉。
Because it took time away from him to serve God more faithfully.
因为这个娱乐夺取了他的时间来侍奉神。
I'm not saying that you cannot have recreation, don't be mistaken.
我也不是说你不需要有娱乐。
No, every Christian must have healthy recreation.
每个基督徒都得有健康的娱乐活动。
But the moment this thing becomes a stumbling block for you to do what you know must do, they must be removed.
但是一旦这样的一个娱乐成为你去做正当事情的绊脚石, 你就要把它除掉。
So Jesus says, if your eye causes you to sin, gouge it out.
所以耶稣说, 如果你的眼睛导致你犯罪, 你就把它挖出来。
If a hand causes you to sin, chop it off.
如果你的手导致你犯罪，你就把它砍掉。
So by right, I should have no hands, no legs today.
那其实按理来说呢，我今天应该是没有手没有脚的。
No, Jesus did not say it literally, did not mean it literally.
不是的，耶稣的意思并不是字义上的。
Jesus is saying that if there is anything that causes you to sin, make a fundamental change.
耶稣的意思实际上是说，如果有一样东西能够导致你犯罪。你要做一个彻底的改革。
If you want to be able to live a holy life, you must make radical changes to your life.
如果你希望过一个圣洁的生活，你必须在你的生命中做一个很彻底的改革。
Number two, in verse four, verse four, he also commanded Judah to seek the Lord, the God of their ancestors, and to obey His laws and commands.
在第四节。亚撒王也吩咐犹大人寻求耶和华他们列祖的神，遵行他的律法诫命。
He commanded people to obey God.
他吩咐他的人民来遵行神。
Now this command does not only mean do this or that.
这里所谓的吩咐，并不是说你要做这个做那个。
It encompasses, includes also urging, persuading, reasoning out with people to urge them to leave sin.
他的这个吩咐呢，也包括游说他的百姓，跟他们讲理由，来呼吁他们来遵行神。
If you want to be able to live a holy life and leave sin,
如果你要过一个圣洁的生活，一个没有罪的生活
，It requires you to persuade yourself.
他需要你自己游说自己。
You need to reason out. You need to reason out your children and persuade them.
你必须跟你的孩子们。来，你必须游说他们，说服他们。
In other words, if you want to be able to leave sin, not only must you remove objects that causes you sin, the heart must be convinced, must be persuaded.
你不单单是要过一个圣洁的生活，你不单单是要把这些导致你犯罪的东西除掉，你的心，你自己的心也要能够顺服、被游说、被说服，来过圣洁的生活。
And that's the reason why you must be.Faithfully be in church on Sundays to listen to sermons preached.
因此，你每个星期天到教会去敬拜，忠心的来敬拜是很重要的。
Because that's where the God's anointed servant, God's chosen servant delivers God's word, and he reasons out with you.
因为只有在这里呢，神所选择的仆人能够在教会里头来借着神的话语来说服你。
And that's the reason why you must read the Bible.
也因此你必须读圣经。
Because the Bible is full of persuasion.
因为圣经里头充满着说服你的道理。
God will never force us, will never bend our hand to make us obey Him.
神永远不会以强逼我们来遵行他。
But God will urge us and persuade us and reason up with us so we understand, so that we understand, we are convinced in our hearts.
但是他会跟我们说理。会说服我们，好叫我们打从心里来顺服他。
Take for example, look at how Jesus comforts us. In put your hand or in chapter 14, don't lose this page, and then turn to Matthew chapter 6.
我们打个比方，来看看耶稣是怎么去说服人的。你不要丢了这个历代志下十四章，先就用一个书签放在那里，然后我们翻到马太福音第六章。
For example, in chapter 6, verse 25, when Jesus exhorts people not to worry,
打个比方，当在马太福音六章二十五节，耶稣在劝勉百姓不要忧虑。
He starts off by saying, "Therefore, I tell you, don't worry about your life."
所以他一开始的时候就说，所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑。
Don't worry about what you eat, drink, or about what you wear.
不要忧虑吃什么喝什么。
And he starts to reason up with you.
接着呢，他就跟你来说道理了。
So why worry about eating good food?
接下来他就说，生命不胜于饮食吗
？It's not life more than food. In other words, a healthy body is more important. It's what you need.
换句话说，一个健康的身体比你所吃的东西更加重要。健康的身体是你真正的需要。
That your body is properly clothed.
你的身体能够穿着合适的衣裳。
It's not as important as wearing nice, expensive clothes.
比那穿名贵的衣裳还重要。
What matters is your health and that your body is covered where it should be covered.
重要的是你有一个健康的身体，然后身体该遮盖的地方都被遮盖。
And it is a fact from nature. Look at the birds. They don't sow, they don't reap, but yet they are well.
然后他就借用大自然的一个事实来教导百姓。
And the reasoning is this.
那个天上的鸟，他们不种不收，但是他们一样也没事。那个原因是什么呢？
Human beings know that today if I don't work for 1 year, next year I can be guaranteed I have no food to eat.
每个人都知道说如果今年我们不用功工作，明年我们就没有东西吃了。
If I don't save for rainy days, I'll have nothing to eat.
我不为这将来来存钱的话呢，当问题来的时候，我们就没有东西吃了。
And he says, look at the birds. They don't sow, they don't reap, they don't have barn house, they don't have storehouses, yet they are very happy. They are alive.
但是耶稣却说，你看看飞鸟，他们不种不收，他们没有仓库，但是他们还活得很自在。
How can that be possible?
这个是怎么可能的呢？
He said, because somebody is taking care of them.
因为有人在照顾他们。
God is taking care of them.
神在照顾他们。
And God will take care of you because you are more precious than birds.
因为你比这些飞鸟还贵重，神也一定会看顾你。
And so on.
就接着耶稣的跟他们的理论就接着下去。
Or look again at Proverbs chapter 7.
我们也来看另外一处的经文。
Please keep your hands on 2 Chronicles chapter 14. Don't lose the page.
请保留着这个历代志下十四章的那一页，然后现在请翻到箴言第七章。
It talks about people who patronize brothels.
这里谈到那些去光顾妓院的人。
所以 chapter 7,
在第七章。
In chapter 7, in verse 6, it says, At the window of my house, I looked down through the lattice.I saw among the simple, I noticed the young man, the youth, had no sense. He was going down the street near her corner. She was going towards where the prostitute stays.
在箴言七章六节那里说，我曾在我窗房屋的窗户内，从我窗棂之间往外观看，见愚蒙人内少年人中，分明有一个无知的少年人，从街上经过，走进淫妇的巷口。
Then he describes the prostitute.
然后在经文的下文呢，就继续描述这个妓女是怎样的一个人。
Hey sir, wanna have a good time? I don't know. I'm just imagining.
我不懂实际的情况是怎样，但是打个比方。Hey, 先生要一个好美好的时光嘛。
And then he goes on to describe what happens.
然后接着经文里面就继续描述接下来发生的事情。
Then verse 18 describes how she persuades the young man.
然后在18节的时候就描述了这个妓女怎么去说服那个嫖客。
Verse 19 says, It's okay, don't worry, my husband's at home.
19节他说，因为我丈夫不在家，他说不用担心。
And then look at how the Bible describes those who visit prostitutes.
然后你看看圣经是怎么描述那些去光顾这个妓院的人。
All at once he followed her like an ox going to the slaughter, like a deer stepping into a noose, till an arrow pierces his liver, like a bird darting into a snare, little knowing that it will cost him his life.
就在23节，只等箭穿他的肝，如同雀鸟急入网罗，却不知自上己命。
Because the Bible is the word of God,
因为圣经是神的话，
the Bible has persuasive power.
圣经能够向我们，能够说服我们。
Because the Bible is written by God,
因为圣经是神写的。
The Bible, God knows how to persuade people, and God is able to use His Holy Spirit to persuade people.
神晓得怎么去说服人，他也使用他的圣灵来说服我们。
Because the Bible is the word of God, it speaks truth.
因为圣经是神的话，他把真理讲出来。
Not only is does He direct us to walk in safe paths.
他不单单是指引我们走在平安的道路上。
Tell us what is safe or is not safe.
告诉我们什么是安全的，什么是不安全的。
It is able to persuade us to walk in safe paths.
他还可以说服我们一定要走在安全的道路之中。
So that after you read the Bible,
因此当你读了圣经之后
，Not only do you know the truth,
你不单单是知道真理
，You're persuaded to follow the truth.
你更是被说服来跟随真理。
And because it's written by God Himself,
因为是神自己写的话语
，You can be guaranteed that the truth is safe and the persuasive power is strong.
你可以担保说，你可以很肯定知道说，这里的真理是给你安全的，而且那个说服的力量呢是很大的。
Because it is the word of God.
因为就是因为它是神的话。
And you shall find that the Bible spends a lot of time persuading people.
所以你会发现，圣经花了很多的时间来说服人。
Hence, if you want to leave the path of sin.
因此，如果你要离开罪恶的道路
，The second thing you must do is that you must persuade yourself.
你第二件该做的事情就是来说服自己。
Whatever you know, what your weaknesses are in your life.
你知道你生命中所有的缺点。
The Bible addresses every weakness in life.
圣经也一一的针对生命中的每一样缺点。
Pick out the passages that address your weaknesses.
你就从圣经里面找出这些经节来对付你自己的这些弱点。
Read, understand how you're persuaded.
你来读，然后明白，然后了解到说自己是怎么被说服的。
And when your heart is persuaded,
当你的心被说服了
，strength comes from within to resist sin.
里头就有这个力量流出来，来抵抗罪恶。
And that's the reason why those who do not read the word of God faithfully will never change.
因此，那些没有忠心读神话语的人，生命是不会改变的。
Those who do not listen attentively to sermon's preach will never change.
那些不专心来听到的人。他们的生命也不会改变。
Those who are dozing off when listening to sermons will never change.
那些在听到的时候打瞌睡的人，生命也不会改变。
Those who are talking away when listening to sermons will never change.
那些在听到的时候讲话的人，生命也不会改变。
Those who are sleeping during sermons will never change.
那些在听到的时候睡觉了的人，生命也不会改变。
Those who are not attentive will never change.
那些听到不专心的人也不会改变。
Hence, when you listen to the word of God,
因此当你听神的话语的时候
，Don't play the fool with words, God's word.
你不要把神的话语，你不要轻视神的话语。
Yes, I dislike intensely unnecessary movement when sermon is preached.
当在讲道的时候，我特别不喜欢无谓的走动。
I dislike it intensely.
我特别不喜欢。
I dislike it intensely when people show distraction when listening to sermon of God, the word God preached.
在听到的时候，当有的人显出他不专心的时候呢，我也是很不喜欢。
Not because I'm angry.
不是因为我不高兴，我生气。
Because I know such a person will never grow.
因为我知道说这样的人他的生命无法长进。
If you find that you have been a Christian for some time and your life has not changed.
如果你发现自己已经是基督徒好一段时间，生命却是没有改变。
You can be very sure of one reason.
你可以很肯定是一个原因。
Because when the word of God is preached.You are not listening.
因为当神的话语被传讲的时候，你没有听。
Because you have not been reading your Bible.
因为你没有读你的圣经。
You are not serious about God's word.
你对神的话语不认真。
I'm particularly worried about people who have no appetite for God's word.
我特别对那些对神话语没有胃口的人而担心。
I do not believe in such a thing. When I open the word of God, I start to sleep.
我从来不相信这样的一个道理，就是当你把圣经翻开的时候，你就要睡觉。
It's nonsense.
这个是无稽之谈。
It's nonsense because how can you sleep when you read God's word? God's word is so exciting and so interesting.
是无稽之谈，因为当你打开神的话语的时候，你怎么可能会要打瞌睡呢？因为神的话语是多么的精彩。
God's word is life. How can you not suck in life?
神的话语就是生命，你怎么可能不吸取这个生命呢？
There can only be one reason for a lack of appetite for God's word.
对神的话语没有胃口，就只有一个原因。
Because you'll be eating too much sweets.
因为你吃太多糖果了。
So you don't have appetite for the main course.
所以你就没有这个胃口来吃正餐。
Now, dear friends, only the word of God will change you.
朋友们，只有神的话语能够改变你。
Hence, when you open the word of God, be serious about it.
因此，当你打开神的话语的时候，你要认真。
I'm very worried about people who often skip Bible studies.
我对那些经常没有来参加圣经班、查经班的人感到担忧。
Don't be angry when I talk like that.
当我这么说的时候，你不要生气。
Because of your interest at heart.
因为我是把你的好处放在前头的。
You know, it's not pleasant, pointing out the faults of people.
你知道吗？当我把人的这些缺点指出来的时候，都不好受。
Because when I point out people's faults, I make enemies.
因为当我把人的这些弱点指出来的时候，我就成为那个人的敌人。
Sometimes when I preach, then some people tell me, you are targeting at me.
有时候当我讲到的时候，有的人就说你是在针对我。
You're picking on me.
你在指找出我的弱点来。
So I told these people, I said that I will never target at one particular person using one sermon.
我就告诉这些人说，我不可能在一堂道的时候特别为这个人来讲。
It is, is silly.
这个是很可笑的。
If only you have the problem, other people do not have the problem, I will just talk to you alone.
如果只有你有这样的问题，其他人没有，我就会单独的跟你来谈。
Why should I use one sermon to address one person's issue?
为什么我要用一个讲道的时间来针对一个人的问题呢？
If I address this issue on the pulpit, it means that it is an issue that is very important for everyone. I'm targeting everyone.
如果我在讲台上讲了这个道理，表示说这样的道理对每个人都很重要。
So I urge you when I point out your faults.
因此我在这里呼吁你，当我指出了你的弱点。
Please don't treat me as an enemy.
请不要把我当做你的敌人。
Because it's very difficult to scold somebody. Very difficult.
因为要骂一个人是很难的。
Why should I make you my enemy?
为什么我要把你当做我的敌人呢？
There's only one reason I point out people's fault.
我当我把一个人的错弱点讲出来的时候，就只有一个原因。
It's because I'm very worried.
是因为我很担心。
When people do not desire, crave the word of God, I'm very worried.
当人对神的话语没有胃口的时候，我很担心。
Because I know that this person's life will not change.
因为我知道这个人的生命不会改变。
Hence, read the word of God, you must persuade yourself.
因此你要读神的话语，说服自己。
You must struggle within yourself, say, why must I leave this sin?
你必须要在内心中做挣扎，告诉自己，我为什么要离开这个罪。
Yes, if I...Do not hold on to this sin, I can enjoy the pleasures of this sin.
是的，如果我抓住这个罪，我可以享受这个罪的快乐。
But I also know that I will be hurt in this way.
但是我也知道，我会在某一些方面呢受到伤害。
How grievous is this hurt?
这个伤害有多严重？
Why must I leave this sin?
为什么我要离开这个罪？
You must spend time struggling within yourselves.
你必须花时间在内心中做出挣扎。
It is so important for you to reason out with yourselves.
你自己来说服自己是很重要的。
It is only when your heart is reasoned out, is convicted, then the change will come from within.
当这个道理讲得清楚，你的心已经被说服，只有这样子才有这个决心来做出这个改变。
And sermons preached, God's word can help you.
当神的话语传讲出去，神的话语能够帮助你。
Because the word of God is sharper than any double-edged sword.
因为神的道就比两刃的利剑还利。
Number three, he also reformed everything, everywhere.
第三，这个亚撒王也在他的国家的各处进行改革。
So he removed the high places and the incense altars in every town in Judah. That's in verse 5.
所以在第五节里头就说，又在犹大各城邑除掉丘坛和日向。
And when he does this,
当他这么做
，God blesses him.
神就祝福他。
So in verse 6 it says that no one was at war during those years for the Lord gave him rest.
因此在第六节那边就说了，又在犹大建造了几座坚固城，国中太平数年，没有征战。
By the way, when you listen to sermon speech, please don't close your eyes. Oh, unless you have some problems with your eyes, it's fine. It's fine. I understand that some people have problems with eyes because their eyes needs to rest. I understand. That's fine. But if not, if you are healthy and well, don't close your eyes.
另外当你们听到的时候也尽量不要把眼睛闭起来，虽然有些人可能是因着身体的原因你必须要让你的眼睛休息，这个是没有错的，但是其他人呢请不要把眼睛闭起来。
I know some people have problems, eye problems, that is fine.
我了解到有些人的眼睛有问题，这个是闭起眼睛呢那个没事。
But if you're healthy, please don't do that.
但是如果你眼睛没问题你不要这么做。
It's a bad habit.
是个坏习惯。
Very bad habit.
是个很坏的习惯。
It dishonors God.
因为这个不尊重神。
Now, so the Lord gave him peace. There was no war in his country.
因此，神就把这个平安赐给亚撒。那时候也没有征战。
So we find that when we are willing to reform, to make radical changes to our lives, to weed out sin, God will bless you.
因此，当我们能够很极端的把生命中的这些罪恶都除掉的时候。神就会祝福我们。
So I know of Christian families when they seriously take sin seriously.
我就认识一些基督徒的家庭，当他们很认真的去对付罪。
I see the family starting to change.
我就看到这个家庭开始做出改变。
And then this family receives God's blessing.
这个家庭就能够领受到神的祝福。
The family may not be rich.
他们的家庭未必是富有的。
They may be working very hard just to make ends meet.
他们可能是要很劳碌的工作才能够紧紧糊口。
But I see peace coming to this family.
但是我看到他们的家庭有平安。
And they are happy.
他们很喜乐。
Now the same happens to you.
同样的，对你来说也是一样。
If you are willing to seriously deal with sin,
如果你很愿意很认真的去对付罪，
you will not be in vain.
这将不是枉然的。
You will enjoy rewards. You will enjoy real peace.
你将会领受到真正的平安和奖赏。
Because dirt is being thrown out.
因为生命的里头的肮脏的东西呢，已经被丢出去了。
Waste is being thrown out.
那些废物都被丢出去了。
I love the smell of Dettol.
除了
I love the smell of Dettol.
我很喜欢这个 Dettol, 这个消毒水的味道。
So whenever my house is washed with Dettol, the smell, it smells good.
当我在家里的时候用 Dettol 来洗地的时候，洗地方的时候呢，我觉得那个味道就那个闻起来很好闻。
Maybe someone should invent Dettol perfume.
可能有些人应该去发明一个 Dettol 的香水。
Because it gives us a very clean feeling.
因为它给你一个很清洁的感觉。
Now we all love clean feeling.
我们都很喜欢清洁的感觉。
You find that the house is very clean.
你会发现你的家里很清洁。
And plus, when the family is warm, there's love in the family.
当一个家里面有这个温暖、有爱的时候。
So after a hard day's work, when you're bullied outside.
你劳碌了一天，你在外面被人欺负。
Then you come back home.
你回到家。
You find rest.
你就得到一个安息。
Because you've come back to a place where you know that there's peace, there's rest, there's real rest.
因为你就回到一个有真正的平安、有真正的休息的地方。
And this happens when you weed out sin.
这只有在你把罪恶除去的时候才能够实现。
So there's peace, and what does Asa do with the peace?
所以当时候有这个平安，国内有平安。亚撒王怎么使用这段的时间，平安的时间呢？
Now, by the way, notice that Asa emphasizes that this peace is given by God in verses 6 and 7. So he says in verse 6, for the Lord gave him rest. And in verse 7 again, when Asa spoke, he said, we sought the Lord and he has given rest on us, given us rest on every side. Now, just when we seek God, God gives us rest.
我们要留意在这里呢，他强调这个平安是神赐给他们的。在第六节那边说，六节下半节，因为耶和华赐他平安，而且在第七节，亚撒自己也说，我们既寻求他，他就赐我们世境平安。因此，神是赐给我们平安的人。
And he uses his peace to do something.
亚撒去使用这个平安来做一些事情。
Now when God gives us rest, we must be intelligent.
当神赐给我们平安的时候，我们也要有智慧。
He uses this peace to build up his country militarily.
他就使用这样的一个平安，趁机建立他的国家的这个军事力量。
So he says in verse 7, let us build up these towns. He said to Judah and put walls around them with towers, gates and bars. The land is still ours because we have sought the Lord our God. So they built and prospered. Asa had an army of 300,000 men from Judah equipped with large shields and with spears, and 280,000 from Benjamin armed with shields and with bows. All these were brave fighting men. He prepared.A strong army during peaceful time.
所以在第七节那边就说，他对犹大人说，我们要建造这些城邑，视为筑墙，盖楼，安门，做栓。地还属我们，是因寻求耶和华我们的神。
Now he did not say that we are at peace. Let's relax.
然后他也趁机来建立他的军队，他并没有说我们现在是平安，让我们就休息吧。
Asa is a wise king. He used his peace to build up, to prepare for crisis.
亚撒是一个很有智慧的王，他去使用这个平安的时间呢，来建立他的这个，他为这个危机来做准备。
In other words, understand how God is working.
所以就是说，我们要明白神是怎么工作的。
When you weed out sin, when you deal with sin,
当我们去针对罪、对付罪
，God will give you peace.
神会赐给你平安。
But God did not give you peace just for you to enjoy.
但是神并不只是单单赐你平安，让你单单来享受。
God gives you peace so that you can prepare for a crisis that will come next time.
他赐给你平安是好让你有时间来为这将来的危机做出准备。
And indeed, later on, starting verse 9, a crisis came, a big crisis came.
真的，就在下文，有一个很大的危机就来到了。
Now before we move on to that point, let's talk about preparation for crisis.
在我们谈谈下一段话之前呢，我们来看看怎么去为这危机来做出准备。
A war is fought during peace times.
征战呢，都是在平安的时间，太平时段的时候呢，打仗的。
Let me say it again. A war is fought during peace.
征战都发生在太平时间。
A crisis is fought during non-crisis.
危机都是在没有危机的时候出现。
When God gives you peace,
当神赐给你平安。
It is not for nothing.
不是没有原因的。
It's to prepare for a crisis that will come in future.
是好让你有时间来准备，为未来的危机做出准备。
But this ability to prepare for a coming crisis is a God-given peace.
这个能够为这将来危机做出准备的这个能力呢，就是神所赐的平安。
If you want to prepare for a future crisis, God must give you peace now.
如果你要为这将来的危机做出准备，神必须在现在赐给你平安。
Hence, if you want to be able to meet future sufferings, future crisis, you must start preparing now.
因此，如果你要为这将来的这个苦难来做出准备，你现在就要开始准备了。
Now, will there be crisis in your life, you think?
你认为你的人生接下来有危机吗？
You think your life will have crisis?
你认为你的生命中会有危机吗？
You think your life will be as good as 10 years later? What you, the peace you enjoy now, you enjoy 10 years later?
你认为你现在所享受到这个平安，十年以后也能够享受到吗？
Now, only a fool will not prepare for crisis.
只有一个愚昧人才不会为这危机做出准备。
Only fools don't prepare.
只有愚昧人不会做出准备。
Hence, if you do not want to be a fool,
因此如果你不要做愚昧人，
you must start preparing. You must start to envisage what will happen in the future and start preparing now.
你必须为这将来可能会发生的事情现在做出准备。
That's what Asa did.
这就是亚撒王所做的。
Let me list out several things you must prepare.
让我列出几点你必须做出准备的。
Every worker who is earning for a living must prepare for the day that he may not be able to work.
每个工作领薪的人呢，你都要为这有一天会失业来做出准备。
And hence, don't squander your money away.
因此，你不要把你的金钱都挥霍掉。
Use your money wisely.
你要有智慧来使用你的金钱。
I know sometimes you want to buy this, want to buy that. Our children buy this, our children want to buy that.
我晓得，我知道有些时候我们要买这个东西，买那个，为这孩子买这个，买那个。
But there are some things that you can do without.
但是有些东西呢，是你可以不需要有的。
Maybe you say, but I have enough cash.
也许你会说，我已经有足够的现金。
I'm not saying you can't buy.
我不是说你不能够买。
But calculate your money.
但是你要计算得清楚。
You must prepare for a crisis that will come in future.
你必须为这将来的这个危机，会来到的危机来做出准备。
Now one day we'll get old. Some people are already old.
我们有一天我们会变得老，我们当中也有一些老年人了。
You must prepare for the day that you cannot walk properly.
你也必须为着你有一天不能够正常行走来做出准备。
Or even the day when your children cannot take care of you.
甚至有一天，也许你的孩子也没有办法照顾你。
So be wise, prepare now.
因此你要有智慧，从现在就开始做出准备。
So some people say that if you don't prepare for the day you cannot walk, there must be at least 6 months of savings.
所以有的人就说，如果你要为这没有工作的这个日子来做准备呢，你至少需要有6个月的这个储蓄。
Don't assume that your marriage will always be good.
你不要认为说你的婚姻呢都是很平安、很平顺。
You say today we have a happy marriage.
你说今天我有一个很美满的婚姻。
It may not be so 5 years later.
5年后也可能不一定会这样子。
It's not that we don't trust Satan, or we don't trust your husband or your wife.
也不是说你不相信你的丈夫或太太。
But it's that we do not trust Satan, we do not trust sin.
而是我们不能够相信撒旦，不能够相信罪。
Hence today, if God has given you a good marriage,
因此今天如果神赐给你一个美满的婚姻，
it's peaceful time.
是平安的时刻。
But it's a time for preparation for the future.
但是也是为这将来做出准备的一个时刻。
It is time to grab hold of this opportunity.And make sure you build a solid foundation, a solid relationship, maintain a solid relationship with your husband or with your wife.
你要把握这段的时间来巩固你的婚姻。
Because a third party may come anytime.
因为第三者随时会出现。
Today, if you have the ability to work to make a living,
今天如果你有工作的能力，
It's because God has given you peace time.
因为神赐给你这段平安的时刻。
Make use of this peace time to save for the future.
你就使用这平安的时刻来为这将来来做出储蓄。
Please don't ever say, I don't think it will happen.
你应该不要，你不可以这么说，说我不会，这些事情不会发生。
I see no reason why I should ever lose my job, or I see no reason why I will not have enough money for my old age.
我想不出任何的原因我会失业，我想不出任何原因我不能够，我退休的时候没有钱。
Christians couples will never divorce.
基督徒的这些夫妇应该不会离婚的。
We love each other so much, I think nothing will happen.
我们都彼此深爱着对方，我相信没有东西会发生。
Now please don't assume.
请不要这么单纯的认为。
Today, if your marriage is well, you have a good job, make use of peaceful time to prepare for a crisis that may come.
如果今天你现在你的婚姻美满，你有一个很好的工作，你就使用这段平安的时刻来为这将来做出准备。
But you know, not everybody has the ability to prepare.
但是不是每个人都有这个能力为这将来做出准备。
Some people don't have the today. Some people don't have the ability to prepare for a coming crisis in terms of money.
今天有的人可能不能够为这在金钱上的危机做出准备。
Some people don't have the time opportunity to build up a good relationship with your spouse because they are too busy.
有的人没有这个时间来跟他的配偶建立起更巩固的关系，因为你没有时间。
And that's the reason why it is must be given by God.
因此，这样的一个机会一定是神给的。
Some people don't even see the need to prepare. That's the reason why God must prepare your heart, must convict your heart.
有的人也不认为需要做出任何的准备。所以这样子一个看见呢，是神给的，神预备你的心。
Husband and wife, as far as possible, if you can, unless your house is only two rooms, you have no choice. Husband and wife must sleep alone.
夫妻呢，最好都是睡在同一间房，除非你的屋子的位置不够。
If you have only one room, then no choice. Last time I had only one room.
如果你的屋子里面只有一间房，那个没有办法。
So my parents sleep there, we sleep here. No choice. There's no choice.
所以那时候我的父母亲睡在一边，我们又睡在另外一边，这个是没有办法的事情。
But you cannot say that I don't have enough rooms because I need to do this and that, and that's why we cannot sleep together.
但是你不能够说，我因为要在为我的屋子做这个做那个东西，因此我们没有地方，所以我们都必须大伙都必须睡在一起。
You are asking for trouble.
你是为自己找麻烦。
The Bible clearly tells you that husband and wife must be together.
圣经很清楚告诉我们说，夫妻要睡在一起。
And that's the reason why I do not believe in people going overseas to work and then meet once in a long time.
因此，我从来不相信说，夫妻他们在不同的地方来工作，然后偶尔相聚。
I'm sorry. I know some of you are in this state. It's not meant to be a.I don't mean to be hard on you.
对不起，我知道当中有的人就在这样的处境，我也不是特意刁难你们。
But it's a concept that is so prevalent in today's busy world.
但是这样的一个想法，这些想法在今天忙碌的社会里面是很普遍的。
It is found everywhere.
到处都可以看见。
It's not only your problem.
不单单是你的问题。
Everybody seems to be doing this.
每个人似乎都在这么做。
My husband or wife is overseas. I meet him or her maybe once in 5 years, once a year, or something like that.
我的太太或丈夫在外国公干，我们就大概一年或五年见一次面。
I'm worried.
我就很担心。
Because things happen.
因为是有事情会发生。
And then things like husband sleep with children or wife sleep with children or something like that. They are separated.
还有另外是比如说。丈夫跟孩子睡，或者太太跟孩子睡，夫妻是分开的。
You're asking for trouble.
你是在自找麻烦。
Today your marriage foundation is good.
今天你的婚姻的基础很好。
It does not mean that it will be so in future.
这不意味着将来也会一样。
Please change.
你要改变。
Treasure your marriage and change it.
你要珍惜你的婚姻，你要做出改变。
Don't squander money, save.
不要把你的金钱都挥霍出去。你要储蓄。
You must prepare for your children.
你必须为着你的孩子来做出准备。
Today, your children are teachable.
今天你的孩子有受教的心。
God has given you teachable children. Thank God.
感谢神赐给你受教的孩子。
But God gave you teachable children today so that you can prepare him for future crisis.
但是神今天把这个受教的孩子赐给你，好叫你能够为着将来的危机做出准备。
When your children go into the teenager years.
当你的孩子进入少年时期。
Today we hear of 12-year-old girls getting pregnant.
今天我们听到12岁的女孩子呢怀孕。
What's happening in the world?
这个世界发生了什么事情？
What's happening in the world? 12 years old getting pregnant.
这个世界怎么样了？12岁的孩子会怀孕。
I hear of 14 year old girls having boyfriend and girlfriend. What is this?
我听到14岁的女孩子有男女朋友。
What do you know about husband and wife relationship at 14 years old?
在14岁的时候，你对夫妻的关系有多深的了解？
Okay, I have my own views on when you can have a boyfriend or girlfriend, but it's not from the Bible.
我自己对于何时能够交男女朋友有自己的看法，但是不是从圣经来的。
It's just they are just based on biblical principles.
他们是根据一些圣经的原则。
I do not intend to share today.
今天我也不打算分享。
But if you want to know more about it, ask me. I can let you know.
但是如果你有兴趣想知道，你可以来问我。
What I'm saying is that your children will face crisis as they get older.
我要说的是，当你的孩子长大的时候，他们会面对危机。
You must prepare them.
你必须会把他们装备好。
There's a lot of pornographic material going all over the place.
在外边有许多黄色色情的这些材料。
Just by a simple phone computer, they can access it.
单单一个手机或者是电脑，他们就能够。看到这些材料了。
You're not worried?
你不担心吗？
I'm very worried.
我很担心。
So, I do not allow my children to stay in a room with a computer.
因此呢，我不允许我的孩子在房间里面上电脑。
The computer must be outside.
那个电脑必须放在外面。
In fact, even handphones, don't let them bring to the room, if you can.
甚至手机呢，也不让他们带进房间里。
Put it outside at night.
晚上呢，就把他们放在外面。
What I'm trying to say is that now that your children are teachable, you must prepare them for a time where they'll be bombarded with all kinds of corrupt morality.
我要说的是，就趁着你这个孩子有受教的心的时候呢，就预备他们，帮助他们来面对将来可能许多那些不好的这些信息冲击着他们的时候。
Now that your children are teachable, seize the opportunity to prepare them for a crisis.
甚至你的孩子还可以教导的时候，就预备他们面对将来的危机。
If you don't do that, I can guarantee you your children will be corrupt next time.
如果你不这么做，我可以担保你的孩子呢将会被侵害。
Continue squander your money.
你现在继续挥霍你的金钱吧。
A crisis will come one day.
有一天危机会来到。
Don't spend time with your wife, husband, or wife. A crisis. Don't ask for trouble.
你不和你的丈夫或太太花时间，你。会自寻麻烦，你是在自寻麻烦。
Number one, he did initial reforms.
所以首先亚撒王做一个初步的改革。
God gave him peace.
神就给他平安。
Number two, the second reason for success.
第二，成功的第二个原因。
He had great faith.
他有很大的信心。
That is found in verses 9 to 15.
这个是在第九到十五节里头。
In verse 9.
在第九节。
Zerah the Cushite marched out against him with an army of thousands upon thousands, that is 1,000,000, and 300 chariots, and came as far as this place. In verse 9.
在第九节，由古实王谢拉率领军队100,000，战车300辆，出来攻击犹大人，到了玛利沙。
Now, no matter how you prepare, there will come, there are some crises that are beyond you.
无论你怎么做出准备，有一些危机呢，是你能力范围以外的。
But it's our responsibility to prepare.
但是预备为危机做出预备呢，是你的责任。
And whether you are able to, one fine day there will be a big crisis. There will be in your life.
就有一天有一个很大的危机会出现在你的生命当中。
But whether you are able to overcome the crisis or not depends on how you react at that time.
但是你是否能够胜过这个危机就取决于你当时是怎么做出回
应。So you prepare to meet the crisis.
所以你现在就为这将来的危机做出准备。
But at that, when the crisis comes, your ability to overcome it,
但是当时候到时危机到的时候呢，你胜过危机的这个能力
depends on one thing，
取决于一样事情
whether you are willing to have faith in God，
就是你对神有没有信心。
And so 1,000,000 soldiers came against King Asa，
所以当时候就有100,000的军队来到亚撒王面前。
And this is what Asa did. Verse 11， Then Asa called to the Lord his God and said， Lord， there is no one like you to help the powerless against the mighty， help us。
所以亚撒王就做出了以下的事情。在十一节，亚撒呼求耶和华他的神说，耶和华，唯有你能帮助软弱的，胜过强盛的。
Look, I think you pressed the wrong button. Yeah, thank you. The aircon is off, huh? I'm sorry.
The aircon is off, huh? Is it off?
This one. There were 1 million soldiers attacking Asa, King Asa.
当时候有100万的军队在攻，要来攻击亚萨王。
Asa's army, when compared to 1 million soldiers, is very little.
亚萨王的军队对比当时的敌人100万的军队呢，是小巫见大巫。
Asa had only a fraction of this 1 million soldiers.
亚萨所率领的军队呢，只有这100万的一小部分。
Asa had, verse 8 says Asa had around 300 soldiers.
亚萨王只有300名兵士。
Asa did not have iron chariots.
亚萨王也没有铁车。
Tankers, he did not have tankers.
他也没有战车。
So how did he win the war?
所以他要怎么打胜战呢？
He said, God, I believe you will protect us.
所以他就跟神说，神啊，我相信你会保护我们。
You are able to help the powerless against the powerful.
你能够帮助那些软弱的胜过强盛的。
I believe you are able to do it.
我相信你能够这么做。
Why? Because you promised us.
为什么呢？因为你答应我们。
And because Asa had faith at that time, he defeated this 1 million strong army.
因着亚萨当时的信心，他就击败了当时的一百万敌军。
So in verse 13 it says here, verse 13 says, and Asa and his army pursued them as far as Gera. In other words, if Judah is here, Gera is somewhere further south.
所以当时候在十三节这边就记载了亚萨和跟随他的军兵追赶他们直到基拉尔这个地方呢，是在这个犹大的南部。
The Cushites felt that they could not recover. They were crushed before the Lord and his forces. The men of Judah carried off a large amount of plunder. They destroyed all the villages around Gera, for terror of the Lord had fallen on them.
然后接着就说，古实人被杀的甚多，不能再强盛，因为败在耶和华与他军兵面前。犹大人就夺了许多财物，又打破基拉尔四围的城邑。耶和华使其中的人都甚恐惧。
They looted all these villages, and there was much plunder there, and they became rich.
犹大人又将所有的城掳掠一空，因其中的财物甚多，他们就成为很富有的国家。
When they had faith that God can do the impossible.
当他们有信心的时候，神能够为他们成就那不可能的事情。
I had often mentioned this testimony, and I want to share it again.
我也经常向大家分享过这个见证，我在这里再次向大家分享。
So when I first preached the gospel to a group of seamen of seafarers,
所以我开始向一群航海的这些海员们传福音的时候
，They believed in the Lord, and as one ship, seven came to the Lord, they were later baptized.
所以就有一群人呢，他们相信了主，然后还受洗了。
Our friend Timin was a former seafarer.
我们当中的这个纪明弟兄呢，也曾经是航海的人。
He knows how tough the life of a seafarer is.
他就晓得跑船的人他的生命有多艰难。
Many of them only sleep 4 hours a day.
他们当中很多人每天只是睡四个小时。
Sorry, 3 hours because they take 1 hour to bathe and to dry the hair.
其实只有3个小时睡觉，因为他们得花1个小时来洗刷。
So this.Second group of people that I preach the gospel to.
然后第二群我跟他们传福音的人呢
？They believed in the Lord, and then they went back. A month later, they went back to fish again.
所以他们信了主，然后一个月之后，他们又出海去捕鱼了。
So they told me that they want to come back to Singapore to church and to know more about the Bible.
所以当时候他们就告诉我，他们希望再次能够回到新加坡。来认识教会，认识神的话。
Then they take a plane from Singapore back to China.
然后他们就能够从新加坡搭飞机回中国去。
But at that time, there was the year that they were supposed to return was in the year 2002.
但是他们再次回来新加坡的那个时候是2002年。
There was SARS.
那时候是沙斯病毒的传播的时候。
So the captain of the ship, a Taiwanese, said they are not going back to Singapore. They are going to Mauritius.
所以当时候的台湾他们船上的这个船长是这个台湾人，就说他们不来新加坡了，他们要到毛里求斯岛去。
They can take a plane from Mauritius back to China.
然后他们会从毛里求斯岛搭飞机回中国。
And they were very sad.
他们就很忧伤。
The ship had already set off for Mauritius.
船已经开始驶向这个毛里求斯岛。
So the leader of the group said, let's pray.
所以当中信徒中的这个领袖呢就说我们一起祷告吧。
So nothing is impossible with God.
在神无所不能。
So they prayed there, knelt there for around half an hour and they prayed.
所以他们就跪在那里祷告了半个小时。
And after that, they went back to work.
过后他们又回去工作。
Nobody knows what they prayed about.
也没有人知道他们祷告什么事情。
Nobody cared.
也没有人关心。
Of course, the captain of the ship also doesn't care.
当然船长也不关心。
And neither does he know.
他也不知道。
So the ship has headed towards, is heading towards Mauritius.
所以船就驶向毛里求斯岛。
The next day after they have prayed,
他们祷告后的第二天,
the captain came in and said, "We are not going to Mauritius. We are going to Singapore."
然后船长就回来告诉他们说，我们现在不去毛里求斯岛了，我们去新加坡。
There was one gentleman from Jiangsu.
然后当中就有一个从江苏来的人。
He said, "I saw them kneeling there for half an hour praying."
他说我看到他们在那里跪了半个小时祷告。
And I also saw how the ship changed direction the next day.
然后第二天我也看到船是怎么改变方向的。
I was amazed.
我感到很惊讶。
Later, this gentleman also came to become a Christian.
最后这个人，这个江苏的男士呢，也信主了。
I understand that God is God of the impossible.
我相信神是那个能够成就无所不能的神。
In fact, you have experienced God for yourselves.
当然，他们自己也经历到神。
You have experienced how God miraculously provided for you, protected you.
你也经历到神是怎么奇妙的保护你。
Many of us have experienced prayers.God answering prayers in small ways and big ways.
我们当中很多人都曾经经历过神在大事小事上应允我们的祷告。
If you want to be able to face off crisis,
如果你要能够得胜将来的这些危机，
years of preparation is important.
长久的准备是很重要的。
But what is critical is your faith at that time.
但是关键的是你当时候的信心。
So I know of one family when the baby was in the mother's stomach, mother's womb.
我就认识了一个家庭，当时候做太太的怀孕。
And the doctor scanned the baby and said that there was some growth in her head.
当医生为这个胎儿做扫描的时候，就发现这个胎儿的头部有一些肿瘤。
And the doctor said this child may be a mongoloid.
然后医生也说，这个孩子呢，这个胎儿呢，可能患上了这个蒙古痴呆症。
And the doctor proposed abort.
医生就建议把这个孩子打掉。
Abort the baby.
把这个孩子打掉。
Better places.
最好安全一点。
I believe there was some struggle. They struggled a lot.
我相信这对夫妻呢，已经挣扎了很多。
What if they're Mongolian? I have to take care of this child forever.
如果这个孩子生下来真的是蒙古痴呆症的，我需要永远的照顾他。
This child is going to be a burden to us.
这个孩子呢，将是成为我们的负担。
Let's remove the maybe wise to remove the baby.
也许把孩子打掉是一个明智的选择。
But abortion is tantamount to murder in the Bible.
但是按照圣经的观点来说，把孩子打掉呢，几乎是在等于杀人。
There are scientific studies that tell you that even when the baby is very little, he or she is very much alive.
就有科学的证据证明说，即使这个胚胎还很小，但是他是有个生命的人。
One surgeon operated on the nine weeks fetus.
就有一个医生在为一个九周大的这个胎儿做手术。
Or was it 16 weeks? I can't remember.
九还是十六周？我记不清楚。
So when the doctor was doing the operation,
当医生在做手术的时候
，the little baby grabbed her finger, grabbed the surgeon's finger.
这个小小的胎儿就抓着这个医生的手指。
That baby is alive.
这个胎儿是活着的。
That baby can feel even at 9 weeks or 16 weeks.
即使在九周还是十六周大，他已经能够感觉到。
And that's the reason it's an abomination to ask the mother to abort the baby at 8 months, 6 months.
因此是当一个人叫这个妇女在
To abort a baby at 6 or 8 months.
在六个月或者八个月把孩子打掉呢，是应该受谴责的。
When you remove that fetus at 16 weeks old, that fetus can feel extreme pain.
当你在十六周把这个孩子打掉，胎儿打掉的时候，他就能感受到极度的痛苦。
The same goes for whether it is 4 weeks or 5 weeks.
同样的，在四周还是第五周大的胎儿。
That's why the Bible is never wrong.
因此，圣经从来没有出错过。
It says that's murder.
他说这个是杀人。
Today, many people say, "Let us do it for convenience."
很多人今天就说为了方便我们就做吧。
And this couple decided no, we'll keep the baby.
然后这对夫妇呢就决定说不要，我们把孩子留下来。
It was faith.
这个是信心。
God has given us good or bad, we take it.
无论神给我们的是好是坏，我们都接受。
God says no to abortion, we say no to abortion.
神说不能够堕胎，我们说我们就不能堕胎。
Convenient or not convenient, we must obey God's command.
不管方便还是不方便，我们都得听神的话。
And God honored them. The baby is clever, healthy and clever.
因此神也遵从他们，他们这个孩子呢生下来的时候是很聪明的孩子。
She's an A student.
他都考到 A 的。
High IQ.
他的智商很
高。But of course, not every baby is like that.
当然不是所有的婴孩都是这样子。
There are also some babies who are tested for mongoloid, and they born out to be mongoloid to Christian families.
就是在基督徒家庭里面，真的有些孩子在胎儿的时候就验出是有这个有缺陷的孩子，生出来也就有缺陷。
The point is not whether what is convenient and what is not convenient. The point is, if God commands it, let's obey it. That's called faith.
关键的地方不在于说是方便还是不方便，而是神既然这么吩咐了，我们就遵行。
When you believe God, God will grant you victory.
当你愿意听神、顺服神的时候，神就赐给你成功。
So when crisis comes, remember, it's not whether what is convenient, what is not convenient.
所以当危机来的时候，我们不要看重到底什么是方便，什么不方便。
Ask what does God want?
你要问到底神要什么。
Let us take a 2 minute break.
让我们现在休息两分钟。
You can walk around, but please be back in 2 minutes.
现在休息两分钟，你可以走动。
Don't worry, there'll be a 20 minute break later on.
等下会有20分钟的休息。
Three things.
为什么亚撒王能够成功？因为他行了三件事。
Number one, he removed things he did reform. He started reform.
所以首先他进行了改革。
He removed things that caused people to sin. He urged people not to sin. And he removed everything everywhere that contains sin.
他就把那些导致人犯罪的东西除掉。他也说服人不要犯罪。然后他把在国内许多令人犯罪的东西都除掉。
Number two, he had great faith.
第二，他有很大的信心。
When crisis came, what decides failure or success is your faith at that time.
当他有很大的信心，当危机来到的时候，取决于你胜利或失败呢，就是你当时的信心。
When crisis comes, there's a tendency to do the most convenient thing.
当危机来到的时候，我们的第一个反应都是选择做最方便的事情。
But that which will bring success.Is when you are willing to trust God to do the inconvenient thing.
但是谁得到胜利呢？就是当你愿意信靠神去做那个不方便，选择那不方便的选择。
Whether you are willing to do what is right at that time will decide failure or success.
你在那个时刻选择做对或错的事情呢，就决定了你胜利或失败。
So success, reason for success, number one, reform, number two, great faith.
所以成功的原因，第一是改革，第二是大信心。
Number three, reasons for success.
第三个胜利的原因
is greater reforms.
更大的改革。
That's found in chapter 15, verses 1 to 20.
这个是在15章1到20节。
This is how some people react to victory.
有的人他们得到取得胜利了之后，他们的反应是这样子的。
Problem is over. Let's relax.
问题已经没有了，我们就休息一下吧。
Let's not push on.
我们就不需要太推鞭策自己了。
Let's not be so fervent in reading the Bible and praying anymore.
我们读经祷告也不用那么热心了。
Let's relax.
我们就休息轻松一下。
But you see, after Asa experiences victory, what did he do?
但是你看看亚撒，他经历到胜利了之后，他做了什么？
In chapter 15, verse 7.
在15章第7节。
A prophet comes and tells Asa, but as for you, be strong and do not give up, for your work will be rewarded.
就有一个先知来对亚撒说，第七节，现在你要刚强，不要手软，因为你所行的必得赏赐。
He says, push on.
他说你要坚持往前走。
Push on for greater reforms.
要推行更大的改革。
Don't stop pleasing God just because there's success.
不要因为已经成功了就停止讨神喜悦。
When you have experienced when God has helped you,
当神帮助了你，
it should motivate you to do even more.
他应该更加激励你为神做更多的事情。
When God has solved your problem,
当神为你解决问题，
it should motivate you to do even more for God.
他应该要激发你更为神做更多的事情。
It should move you to greater faithfulness.
他应该激发你有更大对神有更大的信心。
To greater service.
侍奉神更多。
But many people take the reverse.
但是往往人做的呢是相反。
Let's see how the prophet persuades Asa to do more.
我们看看先知是怎么说服亚撒王为神做更多事情。
In verse 2 he says, He went out to meet Asa and said to him, Listen to me, Asa.And all Judah and Benjamin, the Lord is with you when you are with him.
所以在第十五章二节那边就说，他出来迎接亚撒，对他说：“亚撒和犹大、便雅悯众人呐、啊，你要听我说，你们若顺从耶和华，耶和华必与你们同在。
If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you.
你们若寻求他，就必寻见；你们若离弃他，他必离弃你们。”
Then he goes into some history.
过后他就讲了一些历史。
For a long time Israel was without a true God, without a priest to teach and without the law. But in their distress they turned to the Lord, the God of Israel, and sought him, and he was found by them.
第三节，以色列人不信真神，没有训诲的祭司，也没有律法，已经好久了。但他们在极难的时候归向耶和华以色列的神，寻求他，他就被他们寻见。
The verse 4 says, they sought him and he was found by them.
第四节那边强调了，他们寻求神，神就被他们寻见。
Which is precisely what verse 2, when he began this speech, said, if you seek him, he'll be found by you, if you forsake him, he'll forsake you.
这里的意思呢，也在刚才二节那边说了出来，就是你们若顺从耶和华，耶和华必与你们同在。你们若寻求他，他就必寻见。
Use what happened last time,to tell them the principle that if you forsake him, he'll forsake you. If you seek him, he'll be found by you.
先知就用过去发生的事情来教导他们这个原则。你们若寻求他，他就必寻见；若离弃他，他必离弃你们。
What he's trying to say is this.
这个先知要说的是
，In the past, this house was how God related to His people. Seek me, you'll be found. You find me. Forsake me, I will forsake you.
从过去。神跟以色列人他的关系就是这样子，你寻求我就被寻见，你离弃我就我就离弃你们。
Tomorrow the same principle operates. Seek me, you will find me. Forsake me, I'll forsake you.
明天同样的原则，如果你寻求我，我就被你们寻见；你离弃我，我就离弃你们。
He is trying to tell them that this principle will never change.
他是在告诉他们说，这个原则是不改变的。
You obey this principle, you'll be blessed. You violate this principle, you will not be blessed because this principle will not change.
你顺服这样的一个原则，你就蒙福；你不顺服，你就不蒙福，因为这样的一个原则不会改变。
It has always been like that. You'll be like that tomorrow too.
从始至今，这样的原则都是这样，这个原则就在这里，明天也不会改变。
Since this principle will never change.
既然这样的一个原则不会改变
，May you choose the right way.So that good will come to you.
但愿你选择正确的道路，好叫好处临到你。
Don't think it this way. There'll be an exception.
你不要以为有例外。
Maybe I don't think it will happen.
或者说我不会，我相信这些事情不会发生。
God says no, it will happen to you.
神说不，这样的一个事情也会发生在你身上。
Verses 5-7.
在五到第七节。
Then he applies it to Asa.
然后他把这个原则应用在亚撒身上。
Long, long time ago, in those days, it was not safe to travel about, for all the inhabitants of the lands were in great turmoil. One nation was being crushed by another, and one city by another. Israel was in trouble. Why? Because God was troubling them with every kind of distress.
在第六节那边说，这国攻击那国，这城攻击那城，互相破坏，因为神用各样灾难扰乱他们。
So God does to people those who do not seek Him diligently.
这是神怎么对待那些不寻求他的人。
But as for you, if you do not want this to happen to you,
但是如果你不要让这些事情发生在你身上。
So now he applies to Asa, be strong and do not give up. Because if you do right, your work will be rewarded.
因此在第七节他就说，现在你们要刚强，不要手软，因为你们所行的必得赏赐。
So today, if you want to be found by God, you want God to be on your side.
今天如果你要被神选见，你要神站在你那一方。
God has always operated in this way. If you be faithful to Him, He'll be faithful to you.
神从始至终都是这么运作的。你对神忠心，他也对你忠心。
If you keep your promise to God.
如果你向神守约，
no matter how impossible the situation is, how difficult the situation is,
不论你所处的环境有多大，有多困难，
if you are serious about God, God will solve the impossible for you.
但是如果你对神认真，神会为你成就解决那不可能解决的问题。
And there's one thing that the prophet emphasized.
先知特别强调了一点。
In verse 3 it says here thatThere was no priest to teach, and there was no law in the land of Israel.
在第三节他说，以色列人不信真神，没有训诲的祭司，也没有律法。
The temple was not teaching God's law.
当时的圣殿也不再教导神的律法。
And that was the problem.
这个就是当时的问题。
That's why people led immoral, loose lives.
也因此当时的人道德败坏。
So the prophet encouraged Asa,Do not give up because your work will be rewarded. What did he want Asa to do?
因此先知鼓励亚萨不要要刚强，要继续做他的事情，不要
走乱。 He wanted Asa to restore the worship of the temple.
他要亚萨做什么呢？他要亚萨恢复圣殿的敬拜。
So Asa very quickly did some things in verse 8.
因此亚萨赶快做了一些事情，就在第八节。
He removed the detestable idols from the whole land of Judah and Benjamin and from the towns he had captured to the hills of Ephraim.In verse 8,
亚萨听见这话和俄的儿子先知亚萨利亚的预言，就壮起胆来，在犹大便雅悯全地，并以法莲山地所夺的各城，将可憎之物尽都除掉。
He repaired the altar of the Lord that was in front of the portico of the Lord's temple.
又在耶和华殿的廊前重新修筑耶和华的坛。
And in verse 10, he reinstated sacrifices to God.At verse 11, at that time they sacrificed the Lord 700 head of cattle and 7,000 sheep and goats from the plunder they had brought back.
然后在第十节那里呢，亚萨又恢复了对神的献祭。他说，亚萨十五年三月，他们都聚集在耶路撒冷。当日他们从所取的猎物中将牛700只，羊7000只献给耶和华。
And they made a promise to God, we will be faithful to you. In verse 12, they entered into the covenant to seek the Lord, the God of their ancestors, and with all their heart and soul.
然后他们向神立约，会对神忠心。十二节，他们就立约，要尽心尽性地寻求耶和华他们列祖的神。
They revived faithful worship in the temple.
他们就恢复了对神忠心，在圣殿里面的敬拜。
Now today, if you want your life to be successful,
今天你要你的人生能够成功，
you want to be blessed,
你要蒙福。
The church must be revived.
教会也必须被复兴。
The church must be revived.
教会必须被复兴。
And that's the reason why when you serve God, you must serve God faithfully in church.
因此当你侍奉神的时候，你必须忠心的在教会侍奉神。
And that's the reason why you cannot miss worship.
也因此你不能够不来聚会。
Some people have this idea about church.
有的人对教会有这样的一个观念。
When the church is well, numbers increase, it has nothing to do with me.
当教会的情况良好，人数增长的时候，这个对我没有关系。
Pastor gets a credit.Elders get the credit, deacons get the credit, the leaders get the credit.
牧师长老得到这个成果的好处，其他人都得到好处。
And they get a big bonus.
他们有花红。
No, that's not true.
这个不正确。
So it's nothing to do with me.
这个跟我没有关系。
So whether the church is alive or not alive, actually all I want to do is just to go to church every Sunday and go back home.
所以我不管教会是生是死，我要做的呢，就是每个礼拜去教会而已。
It does not matter whether the church is well or not well. All I want is I someone to went somewhere to worship God on Sundays, and then I'll go back home.
教会是好是坏都不关我的事，我只要的是呢，这个教会我可以去敬拜神，敬拜之后我就回家。
But you are wrong.
但是你错了。
Because if you understand what the Bible teaches,
因为如果你明白圣经的教导
，you find that during the Old Testament days.The life of an Israelite revolves around the temple.
你就发现说在旧约的这个时期呢，他们的生活都是围绕着这个圣殿的。
When you think of Israelites, you also think of the temple of God.
当你想到以色列人，你就想到神的圣殿。
Even in today's Israel, when they think of their motherland Israel, they think of the temple of God.
其实现在的犹太人呢，他们想到他们的祖国以色列，他们也会想到他们的圣殿。
Because if the temple of God is well, God will bless the people because of this temple.
因为如果神的圣殿处境安好，神也一样会祝福他们整个国家。
The day that the temple of God is dead,
当神的圣殿死了那一天，
That's the day when God also stops blessing his people.
这也是神停止祝福以色列人的那一天。
The same applies to the church.
对教会来说也是一样的。
Today if the church is dead,
今天如果是教会是死了，
Let me tell you all the best to you and your two children.
Sorry.
自己得生啊。
你们好自为之。
All the best to you. You know why? Because if the church is dead, your life will be in trouble.
因为你们好自为之，因为如果教会是死的，你们的生命也会有问题。
Because God uses the church to bring blessings to his people.
因为神是使用教会把祝福、把福气带给他的人。
So when the pastor is lazy, you better be worried.
因此，当牧师很懒惰，你应该要很担心。
When things are not running well, you better be worried.
当事工进行的不好，你也应当要担心。
When the leaders are lazy, you better be worried.
当领袖们懒惰，你也应该担心。
And that's the reason why, dear children of God, you must serve God faithfully.
神的儿女们，你必须要忠心的来侍奉神。
God does not ask us to be in church every day.
神不要求我们每天都到教会去。
God requires us on Sunday you must come and worship God.
神要求你每个主日都到教会去敬拜神。
When it's your turn to serve God, you must be faithful.
轮到你侍奉的时候，你必须忠心。
How can you, when it's your time to serve, you're not there?
你怎么可能在你侍奉的该侍奉的时候，你却不在那里呢？
Or when you serve God, you give God the leftovers of your life.
但是，或者是当你侍奉神的时候，你却是把你生命中剩下的一些残余给他。
Every time when a person is not faithful in his or her service,
每当有一个人在他的侍奉中不忠心，
it is a matter of time before the problem trickles down to the rest of the church.
他只是迟早的问题，他会把这个问题带到教会的每个角落。
You must be faithful in your service to God because your faithful is critical to the life of the church.
你必须在你的侍奉上忠心，因为你的忠心对于教会是很关键的。
I get very upset when people don't do their best for God.
我每当看到人不给神最好的时候，我都会感到很难过。
No, don't be mistaken. I'm not saying that you must when you the things you do for God must be thoroughly efficient.
我也不是说你为神做事情的时候要百分之百的很有效率。
The PowerPoint must operate without any mistake.
那个投影呢必须没有任何的错误。
The color must be the nicest.
那个颜色的配搭要最好的。
And the sound effect must be the kind of sound effect.
然后那个音响的果效要很好。
I'm not talking about this.
我不是在谈这方面。
If you can give, you can have all this.Yes, all, by all means.
如果你能够有这一切，当然是最好了。
I'm talking about whether from your heart have you given your best to God.
我是在说的，在你心中你是否有把最好的献给。
If you know you are able to give this kind of standard, give that kind of standard.
如果你知道自己能够给有这样水准的东西，你就把这样的能力表现出来。
If the best that you can do is only some simple PowerPoint slides, that is fine.
如果你只能够做最基本的这个投影，那也是很好。
Because God knows.
因为神知道。
And we leaders are wise enough to know that you have given your best to God.
作为领袖，我们也有这个智慧，知道说你是已经把最好的献给神。
Maybe in the eyes of people, what you have given to God, is only 50% standard.
也许在其他人眼中，你给神的呢，只有他们的50%的标准。
Maybe substandard, they say.
对于他们来说，可能是没有达到标准。
But if you have given your best to God, that is 100 marks.
但是如果你已经把最好的献给神，对于神来说，这已经是100分了。
So my point is not how nice.
所以我的重点是不是你做的多好多美。
My point is if you can give your best.
我的意思是，如果你能够给，就把最好的给出来。
I'm upset not because things are no good.
我感到很难过，不是因为所做的东西不好。
It's never been like that.
从来不是这样子。
I'm upset because when I feel that you can give more, can give better things better than this, you're not. Because you're not faithful, I get very worried.
我很难过，是因为我知道你能够给的更好，你却是没有给出来。
Because you affect the church.
因为这样子会影响到教会。
But more importantly,
但是更重要的。
It tells me that what is happening. I'm wondering what is happening in your life.
我也开始怀疑，到底你生命中发生了什么事情。
Are you spiritually going down?
你的灵性是不是在退步？
Are you in trouble?
你是不是在困难当中？
Are you not well?
你是不是你的情况是不是不好？
Are you in trouble with your work, with God?
你的工作还是你跟神有的关系有问题？
And I know very soon your family will be affected too.
然后我也知道不久之后你的家庭也会受到影响。
Now that's why I'm upset.
我也因此感到难过。
I'm upset because of you.
因着你来而难过。
Not because of how good that thing is.
不是因为你做的东西好或坏。
So, church is critical to success in your life.
因此教会对你的成功来说是很关键的。
And that's the reason when we preach from the pulpit, we always preach the word of God.
因此每当在讲台 传道的时候，我们都在传讲神的话语。
Because only the word of God can revive us.
因为只有神的话语能够复兴我们。
If you want success in life,
如果你要在人生里面成功，
Number one, you must make changes, you must reform.
所以首先你必须做改革。
Number one, at the point of crisis, you must have faith in God.
第二，在危机的那之际，你对神必须要有信心。
Don't do the thing that is convenient. Do the thing that is right before God.
不要只是选择那很方便的解决方法，你要选择那在神眼前是正确的解决方法。
Do what is right, not what is convenient.
你要做的是正确的事情，不是那些方便的事情。
When you have success in your life, should motivate you to more faithful serving.
当你的人生能够品尝到成功的滋味，你必须要更加努力的来侍奉神。